This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Charles in Lancaster on WBEN. Charles, your take on this whole rivalry that apparently is going to come to an end.
Hi, Tom. Yes, thanks for having me on the show. And I'm actually a student at Lancaster. I'm a senior, and I'm a football player, too. I've been on the varsity football team for the last 2 years. And I really think getting rid of this, like, over 100-year rivalry is a huge mistake for the community. There's so many alumni that come back for this game, and it's so important to so many people. And it really only hasn't been as competitive since the new head coach, Eric Grubb, has been there. So, I mean, like, before that, it was a pretty even rivalry. So I don't know if coaching is the issue, but I think it's a huge mistake to end this game.
Okay, well, you know, you raise a really good point, because school spirit was always a big thing with administrators. I'm sure it is as you go to school. They like to have a sense of pride, because a school without students is just a building. And when the alums are coming back into town just to watch this game, see some old friends, meet some new friends, I think you kind of hit something. It is a community event. So, for how many years has Lancaster been dominating the Lancaster-Depew rivalry?
Since 10 years, I'm pretty sure. I think the last time Depew won was like 2014 or 2015. But before that, it was like a pretty even rivalry.
So for community reasons, you think it should be continued. Convince us, Charles, that it's not just because you think you're going to get an easy win. Come on.
Well, the game really doesn't even matter for our playoffs. Like, it's a non-league game because they're in a different class than us. But it's like there's so much history behind it, and there's so much tradition. And it's like it's a part of, like, our rich culture here in Lancaster, I think. So I know that's kind of crazy to say about, like, a high school football team, but, like, that game means a lot to us. I mean, we go on a motorcade to get to that game. There's, like, a huge, like, procession, like, all, like, the local fire, like, all the fire companies and, like, all the police escort us, and they do the same thing for Depew. It's a huge thing around here. It means more than, like, than anything to us. It's such an awesome game to be a part of.
That is really, really interesting. Motorcades. Everything worked well till you got to Dealey Plaza, then things fell apart. Sorry, wrong subject. Never mind. But I did not realize that all of that was involved, but, I mean, you've got a lot. Obviously, you've got a lot of spirit. What position do you play?
I was a long snapper and, like, an extra offensive lineman to come in on run formations. I didn't play too much, but a little bit of offensive line.
You know what? Still, that's quite an accomplishment. And in addition to being a listener to AM radio at your tender age, which makes me feel very good. A very redeeming call for me. You have no idea, Charles.
You're also my parents, especially my mom. She listens to your show a lot.
Well, someday you'll be a dad, and you will discover as a dad the AM radio. Trust me. Because if you have kids, when you have kids, you can only listen to the wheels of the bus go round and round so many times before you say, okay, kids, my turn now. Charles, I think that you are absolutely awesome. I thank you for the call. I appreciate your being so well-spoken, so erudite, but I really appreciate your passion and enthusiasm. That's pretty cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, there is Charles. All right, I like that young man an awful lot. And, okay, so that kind of changes things a little bit because I'm ignorant of these things, as I've previously explained. I didn't know that the players came to the game in a motorcade, that the local volunteer fire companies actually are part of the escort to the game. Could have imagined that a lot of alum come back for the game because same thing happened Kenmore East versus Kenmore West, which was, again, that was a really huge rivalry. I'm not sure at this point if those kinds of rivalries are as, I don't want to say divisive, but are as passionate, how's that, as passionate as they used to be, or whether they've gone out of style. I mean, it is kind of funny because you think back to your decadent youth, your dissolute days. I'm sure that your high school had a rival and you too had the big game. I'm not talking about the NFL's big game.